Is Passover significant to the Jewish people only? What about those who have accepted Yeshua as Messiah and Savior? As we explore the Passover, this question will be answered. First, let us look at Passover itself. We read of the instruction by Adonai in Exodus 12 regarding the 10th plague, and the further instructions given to Moses that he would convey to Israel, that would ultimately protect them from the final outcome of this plague, death of the firstborn, whether human or animal. They were to collect a lamb on the 10th day of the first month and separate it from the herd. It was to be without defect. On the 14th day of the first month, they were to kill the lamb, have a meal, and with the blood of the lamb, apply it to the doorposts of their homes. When the angel of death would come that evening, it would pass over any home that had the blood of the lamb on it. It would be on this night that would forever change the future of the children of Israel, as well as the nation of Egypt. It would be on this night that would begin the emancipation of a nation from slavery. The Passover happened once, but Adonai instructed Israel to remember it forever. Exodus chapter 12 and verse 14. This will be a day for you to remember and celebrate as a festival to Adonai. From generation to generation, you are to celebrate it by a perpetual regulation. For centuries, the Jewish people have honored this instruction. When the temple was still standing, they would travel to Jerusalem and participate in the Passover. After the destruction of the temple, remembrance of the Passover would transition to the home and local community with the Seder. The Seder is a time when family comes together to remember the Passover. This remembrance is done around a meal and incorporates elements that are associated with the Passover. During this meal, and for 8 days, no leavening products are used. That means no yeast or baking soda. Any baked products are made with matzah, matzah meal, or matzah flour. Because of their hurried exodus from Egypt, there was no time to let the dough properly rise. Although not formally recognized on its own today, the 7 days that follow the Passover are known as the Feast of Matzah, or Unleavened Bread. It was on the first day that Adonai brought Israel out of Egypt, Exodus chapter 12 and verse 17. You are to observe the festival of Matzah, for on this very day I brought your divisions out of the land of Egypt. Therefore you are to observe this day from generation to generation by a perpetual regulation. Your calendars will state that Passover is 8 days. This equates to the day of Passover followed by 7 days for the Feast of Matzah, or what is called the Passover season. Other elements incorporated with telling the story of Passover include bitter herbs, representing the bitterness of slavery, the shank bone of the lamb, commemorating the lamb. There are 4 cups of wine or grape juice that are related to Exodus chapter 6 and verse 6. Therefore, say to the people of Israel, I am Adonai. I will free you from forced labor of the Egyptians, rescue you from their oppression, and redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. All in all, the Seder helps us remember a time when we were not free, a time to remember the amazing deliverance through the power of Adonai and the obedience to follow. Without obedience to the instructions given by Adonai, deliverance would not have happened. Next time I will tell you more about the Passover Seder in relation to Yeshua. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.